I was making up songs. I remember walking through the cafeteria, Square Pizza Day and stuff, and when I was a kid, and I'd make up a song, and I'd think, I need to hold on to this, but I didn't play yet. After I started playing piano, it was all about making up my songs, and I learned to write music on staff paper so I could, you know, so I could put my songs on paper, because I thought that's what you do when you write songs, and I wanted to get them published, because I found out that Neil Sedaka, he was doing the Storytellers-ish thing on HBO, had said that he got his first song published when he was 13, and so I was going for it. I wanted a song published by the time I was 13, and I'd written a lot of songs. At some point, I got really self-conscious, like you do in high school. I got self-conscious, especially about singing, about playing music, because you know, everyone that was cool was playing sports, and there was just nothing manly about walking around singing Neil Sedaka, and it was all over at that point for me musically for a while. I don't know how much music I really played in my teenage years. I studied percussion because I wanted to go to college in music, and I thought that was my best chance of getting a scholarship, was to perfect something that I could actually, you know, spend some time on. And I did. I ended up getting a full tuition scholarship to University of Miami to play drums. But yeah, during that time I was writing, I was still making up songs, but I would just put filthy words in them. Everything that I wrote was such a, and I just like really loved the idea. I would take my songs, beautiful songs written on the piano, and sung on a tape recorder. I'd take them to JCPenney, to the stereo shop there, and I'd play these songs that would be coming out of the speakers. So it would be like these pretty songs, and I'd watch people as they reacted to the dirty words. So I, you know, in a funny way, that's probably stuck. But I, you know, after I was about 20 years old or so, I kind of sheepishly started to get back into my real songwriting, the things that I really wanted to sing about and things that were in my head. And I had been writing some things, but I'd hidden them. And I never showed them to anybody. I never recorded them. And they were in my head. Some of those songs ended up on our first album. And nearly 10 years later, I must have been 18 years old when the germ of some of these songs came by. I wrote a song called Video, which is probably the oldest song that anyone's ever heard that I've written. And Emmeline came shortly after that. So those two songs were kind of breakthrough songs for me. A few years later, I wrote a song called Boxing. And that to me was, I felt like I was really on to something that was my voice. You know, you write and you write and you write and you write in other people's voices. And I don't think that anyone's immune to that. That song to me, I felt like that's what I do.